Welcome to the Water Podcast, episode 6, recorded on July 21st, 2008. Water is a tool for testing web applications. You can find more about water in episode 1. My name is Željko Filipin.
Today we have a lady for a guest. Her name is Tiffany Fodor.
Hi, Željko.
Hi, Tiffany. Could you tell us something about you?
Well, I've been in software test for about 10 years now. And right now I'm working for a company that does a web application and writing water tests.
Do you listen to podcasts?
Occasionally. I haven't very often, but I've kind of listened to some on Air America. They're not so much podcasts as rebroadcasts of previous recordings, though.
It's all podcast. After it's published on the internet, I think they all call it podcast.
Oh, okay.
How did you get into computers?
Well, in college, a very long time ago, I had a computer, with like 8 megs of RAM, and it wasn't long before that computer became kind of obsolete, and it was time to upgrade. So I just didn't like the idea of taking a computer in and paying somebody to work on it. So I started doing the upgrades myself, and then when that computer became a boat anchor, I built my own. So I learned as much as I could about it, and I was always really interested in it, just hadn't really worked in the field.
So you are a hardware person?
Not really. I have worked for hardware companies. It was just something fun to do and something I wanted to learn about.
I usually talk to people that are more software-oriented, but I guess every once in a while you unscrew a box and take a look what's inside.
It's interesting to me.
How did you get into software testing?
Well, originally, after college, I was working as a semiconductor engineer, and it became obvious that I was going to be doing the same job for a very long time. They couldn't pay very well, and I'd been transferred to a manager who was not great. So I decided to start looking for a new job, and I was actually really naive to the whole software industry. I went to a tech fair in Boulder, and it was all software companies, and I just didn't expect that. I expected to, see some, like Seagate or Quantum, some hard drive companies, maybe even a wafer fab. And so I remember handing my resume to the vice president of engineering for OpenDisk and apologizing for wasting his time because I really didn't realize what these tech fairs were about. And I think he felt a little bit sorry for me. So he made up a job that was half software QA, half document writing. To hire me. And then within a few months, he moved me into the QA lead.
Where are you located right now?
I should have included that. I live in Arvada, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver, and I work in Boulder.
Just to let the listeners know where you're from. How did you get into automation?
I had done some automation at my very first job in software QA. Within weeks, they had sent us out for WinRunner tests or WinRunner training. So I had done a little bit there.